Harlequin Presents and Harper Audio present The Italian's Bride Worth Billions by Lynn Graham, performed by Melanie Crawley. As always, and with much love for the daughter who is the port in my every creative storm. Chapter 1. Gianni Renzetti swallowed a curse when he was informed that his father Federico awaited him in his office. He knew what that was about, wished he didn't. But that was life, and Gianni always met adversity head on. As the phenomenally successful and youngest ever CEO of Renzetti Inc., he was determined to stand by his convictions. His PA couldn't quite meet his eyes when she relayed the news about his father's arrival, and the faintest trace of colour edged Gianni's hard-edged cheekbones, throwing into prominence the striking bone structure and stunning dark good looks that usually granted him a second and even a third glance from women. Of course his PA would have seen the photos in the newspaper, and momentarily Gianni was embarrassed, rather than powered by the anger that had exploded in him the instant he saw that grubby article. Here he was, evidently, labelled for life by a moment of sexual idiocy. His wide, sensual mouth compressed, yet his strongest conviction was that his private life, for that read sex life, was an entirely confidential matter. Unfortunately, on this particular occasion, the lines had become blurred. Gianni had been set up, and he had, regrettably, succumbed to temptation in a private room at a nightclub. That had resulted in attempted blackmail and the involvement of the police, followed by a very sleazy spread of photos in a down-market tabloid. When the extortion attempt failed, the story had been sold instead. A resigned blankness in his dazzling dark eyes, Gianni entered his office. He had always had a toxic relationship with his father. His late mother had excluded his father from her will and left her vast wealth in trust for her son, and Gianni was well aware of his father's resentment on that score. What relationship the two men had had, however, had nosedived the instant that Gianni stepped into his father's shoes at Renzetti Inc. Federico Renzetti had made several poor business decisions, and the board of directors, which included his father's two older brothers, had voted him out, preferring his son, who already ran a highly profitable company of his own. Although at the time Federico had insisted that he was keen to retire, his bitterness had only seemed to increase when his son had lifted the family company into the Fortune 500 category.
Federico.
Gianni greeted his only surviving parent with the name and formality the older man preferred, and extended a stiff hand. The older man, tall, but a little portly in shape from good living, surveyed his son with tight-mouthed censure.
"I'm only here to tell you that when the board of directors vote you out at the end of the month, neither I nor your uncles will be supporting you," he spelled out.
Gianni froze, taken aback by that declaration of intent. He had not been aware that there was any risk of him being voted out. In his experience, the directors always put profit first, but evidently the jungle drums in the family had been busily beating behind his back. A cold chill ran down his spine. Gianni cared about few things beyond work, because he was the overachiever he had been raised to be. He ate, breathed, and slept business, and he not only thrived as CEO of the family company, but also deeply valued his position of responsibility.
"This sordid episode has brought the company's reputation into disrepute,"
Federico Renzetti ground out thinly.
"It cannot be overlooked."
"It has brought me into disrepute," Gianni contradicted steadily. "I made a foolish misjudgment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?